Have you ever really wanted to change a certain area of your life? You are committed, you are focused, you know that you can do it, you must do it. You've watched other men who aren't as hardworking, aren't as smart, aren't as intelligent. I mean, you give people their due, but you know what you're all about, and they are able to do it. Why can't you change this one particular area of life? You even have other references where you've done amazingly well. So if you can do it in those areas, why can't you do it in this one particular area to change? If you've been frustrated or you continue to be frustrated because you're thinking and feeling that way, you're not alone. I have felt that way many, many times throughout my life, and I continue to feel that way. And as I talk to so many men from all over the world, they're a little bit older, they have busy, productive lives, they have accomplishments behind them. They are constantly frustrated why they can't create change. And as their coach, as their friend, I give them objectivity and perspective through one-on-one coaching every single week to crack the code, their particular code, to take their life to the next level, to finally change in that one area of life. And I can't help but learn from their experiences and all of my experiences in the past and what I've learned from all of the masters in personal development, motivation, self-improvement. So if you have wanted to change one particular area of your life and you just can't seem to crack the code, you're not alone. That's what I want to talk about in today's Manformation Podcast. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Manformation Podcast. I am Skip LaCour. Are you making this a part of your day? Are you scheduling this talk? You and me, two men, a little bit older, busy, productive. We've got some successes behind us, but we want to accomplish so much more. Connecting, getting our minds right at a certain part of the day, are you looking forward to? Are you making this part of your daily ritual? Who do you have to go to as a leader? People count on you for the mental and emotional strength, the strategies. How about you? Who do you go to? I specialize in helping men like us get our minds right so we can take on the day, live up to our full potential. We got more time behind us than we do in front of us. And that sense of urgency, we must attack and finally get this all together, take it to higher and higher levels. And if that sounds like you, if everything I've talked about already in this podcast sounds like, then you definitely want to make this a part of your daily ritual. So let's talk about change. I mean, I can look back when I first fell in love with personal development, and I ran into this personal development world at 21 years old with Zig Ziglar, and I just consumed so many books and seminars, and it just led me to this life of constant obsession of, you know, if I just were to crack the code, just organize my thoughts, I can create change. I can improve different areas of my life. And some of them, they were just easy, or they seemed to be easy for me to change. Some of them were challenging, and actually the ones that were challenging, for all the reasons why I talked about, there's no reason why I shouldn't be able to change or change faster, especially with the reference of the success I've had in the past. So I've been obsessed with how to create change. And so during this podcast, I want to talk about five things that it takes to change, to really create that change, especially when you're a little bit older, you have a busy, productive life, you have successes behind you, you've even changed in certain areas of life, but the one in front of you, that's what's most important, this one area in front of you where you want to change, that can be the most frustrating. It doesn't matter what you've accomplished in the past. So number one, it takes an imagination. You have to see it in your mind. And I want to talk more practical terms. I don't want to sound all woo-hoo-y about imagination. But let's just say, for example, you wanted to find the woman of your dreams. Maybe at this stage, you've been divorced a couple times, or maybe you never found that woman. I know what it's like to struggle in this area at an older age and thinking you got it all together and you know a lot about how this should work and how people work. But you have the imagination of what you want and how it's supposed to feel. But the challenge is for whatever reasons you are looking at, well, half of the marriages fail, or some people, they're together, but they're not happy, right? If you're single right now at a little bit older age, or you have your steady in your relationships and you've had that for a while, and you have friends your age, men who are going through this struggle, right? They'll talk about that. They'll say what they really want, their imagination, what they really want. And at the same time, they're looking for all the people who have failed or how it really isn't what it appears to other people. Now, sometimes they're doing this on an unconscious level. I think in a way, I can't climb into anybody's mind, but it's like, well, I'm a smart guy. I should be able to have this. I want this. I can't do it. So it's obviously incredibly hard, right? So they want to have that imagination they could see, but they dull that imagination and they look for all the people who have failed or who they assume that failed or they're wanting to really think that they failed. They're climbing to other people's mind and assuming that they're not happy. All right, let's just take that area. We talk about the big three, relationships. We talk about financial, business, wealth, and we talk about health and fitness. All right, so that's relationships. You see it all the time with someone who wants to take their financial ability to earn more, create wealth to the next level, right? And they've seen men who have done it, right? And they know that they can do it. So they want to have that imagination that they can accomplish those things and really create change from where they are to get to the next level. So if they're in a poor situation financially, they got all these other great things going on in their life. Maybe their fitness, maybe their relationships, whatever it may be. And they just can't crack the code financially, and they want to imagine it, right? And they've seen men do it, and they should be able to do it. And it's frustrating for them. And at the same time, well, these guys are unethical. They lack integrity. Oh, what do you have to do to make money? I don't want to make money that way. They want to have that imagination that they can do it, and they can see it and feel it. And at the same time, they're looking for all the exceptions, even creating exceptions, that everybody isn't what they appear. They didn't do it the right way, and it makes it their way to do it right because they don't want to do it unethically, right? That makes it harder, and so it justifies how hard it is. So they're just neutralizing that imagination. Fitness, same thing. You know, you're a little bit older. You think about, oh, how hard it is at this age to get in shape, to lose that fat, right, to be dedicated to workout regimen with your busy schedule. And then you see somebody your age who looks amazingly fit. And then you want to say, oh, well, he's on human growth hormone, or he's on steroids, or he's just a genetic freak, or, well, all he does is live in the gym because he doesn't have all my responsibilities. Again, you want to have that imagination. There's a lot of men who believe they want to create change. They know they need that imagination. It's not some woo-hoo thing, but they cloud it, whether consciously or unconsciously, with imagining the downside in the impossibility of it even happening, right? You need that imagination first. You can't wait until life proves to you, hey, this is a viable route. Okay, I've proven to you, you've kind of got in it a little. You got on your way, you kind of imagined you can do it, right? Now I'm going to, this is life talking to you. I'm going to show you that you can do the rest of it. Come on along. That's not how it works. You got to prove to life that you can do. You got to imagine and make it happen. You have that imagination first, that strong, clear imagination, and then you find all the ways to do it. Life isn't going to tell you you can do it, so quit waiting around. Fully step into it. Imagination is number one. That's so important. You got to see it now, even when there's no evidence. You got to go out and find that evidence. There is no safe route. So number two, to create change, no matter how frustrating it is, no matter how old you are, shouldn't even been able to do it by this age, what does it really take? It takes effective strategies and systems. All right, now let me just say this. If you've got enough of these five qualities, especially number five, all right, you got enough, you will figure it out. Everything in life, I don't care if it's relationships, I don't care if it's business and finance, and I don't care if it's fitness. Everything runs in patterns. Some patterns are more complex than others. Some you'll get right away. Some of them will take longer than others, but they all run in patterns. You'll eventually figure it out if you stick it out. But you want to have effective and efficient strategies. It's not going to tax your willpower, focus, energy, time if you have the right strategies. All right? Like I said, you can do the wrong strategies and eventually get there, but it's going to tax your willpower, focus, energy, and time. Your willpower, your commitment, your self-esteem, your confidence level. So if you can find those effective strategies, definitely going to help. Right? Systems are even better than certain strategies because sometimes you don't have to have the best strategies. If you have a combination of the right strategies that are just pretty darn good, they don't have to be the best, they don't have to be optimal, and it all creates a system of moving you forward. That's even better sometimes than specific strategies because you can always find strategies and get in the debate about which is the right one. So you want to do whatever it takes and look for those effective and efficient strategies and systems. Again, the direct route tactics to use, and then the best ones, or a combination of very, very good ones, and create a system and move forward. You don't want to tax your determination, your self-esteem, your willpower, focus, energy, and time with all these effective strategies, although you could, with enough grit, enough resourcefulness. All right, and that's what's number three is to create real lasting change no matter how old you are, no matter what you've tried in the past, no matter how frustrated you are. Three is resourcefulness. There's so many ways to get from point A to point B. There's not just one way, and I think you know that. You've proven that in the past. How resourceful are you? So when you are faced with a challenge, can I do this? That imagination, what is that imagination? It's so important at the beginning. What avenues, people, strategies are you willing to try? And what do you see? Are you opened up to the many different ways to get from point A to point B? Or is that imagination murky? Is it clouded? And you only see one or two ways where there's many, many ways. That's what I do with my one-on-one coaching. A lot of times we get boxed in emotionally, right? We're fearful. That's normal. Or we've tried things in the past. And our imagination gets cut off. We can't see all the different ways. Our resourcefulness, and that's what it is, resourcefulness. Tony Robbins says, resourcefulness is your greatest resource. And man, the more and more I think about how true that is, there are many ways to get from point A to point B. I love as a man's coach to take him through the journey week by week when our one-on-one calls and open up his resourcefulness because I know they get blocked and I get blocked. And it's great to have a coach so you can see the many different ways. I can sometimes be more resourceful because I'm not blocked in with all the pains of the past or the lack of imagination, and I can add that. So number three, to create real change, no matter how old you are, no matter how many times you've tried, is that resourcefulness. Number four, mentors and being around the right people who have done what you want to do. Right. Obviously, mentors, coaches who have those specific skills, they've lived that life, they breathe it, it is real to them. They don't even have to tax their imagination to feel it because they've already done it, lived it, breathed it. And just by osmosis, just being around those people, you'll see it's possible. You know, when you see someone who's just comfortable in their relationship when they're older, right, you're just picking up that vibe. Now, you may not know the specific strategies, but it's comforting to know that they do it. Someone who is just like you, maybe a little bit older, maybe some of your same background, and they've achieved the financial wealth that you want or the business success, and they're just walking and living it, and it just demystifies it, all right? Or with fitness, they're just fit at their age, and it's just part of them. You may not know how to do it. You may have different priorities, but it makes it more real. All right, and if that mentor can show you the effective strategy, I mean, that's what they do. They don't just do it and, hey, we'll see what I do. Take it through osmosis. Just observe my behaviors. Pick up what you can and see if you can do it too. But you have a real mentor who has broken it down, how he did it and how other men do it, and to teach you how to do it, know what your common beliefs that are going to get in the way that are common like a lot of men your age. Sometimes it takes counterintuitive thinking, the way that the masses think, is the way you will naturally think at the beginning too. But success sometimes are these subtleties, a mentor who can show you those subtleties. And again, you know, you hang around people who believe that have that imagination, they're working towards it. I mean, you can see them cracking little tiny codes that give you a clue. Obviously, you know, they say the people around really affects your mood and attitude and strategies in ways that are obvious and not so obvious. And at the same time, you wanna stay away from those people that are always implanting their disempowering beliefs, their negativity that it is impossible, or even their murkiness. They want to do it, but they don't have that imagination. I mean, it's tough enough doing it by yourself, creating that life that you want, especially at this age with all your successes, but also your failures that are always taxing on you. Can you do it at this age? If you were able to do it, why didn't have you done it so far, right? You don't want to hang around those people. You don't. It's tough enough. You don't need their disempowering beliefs and that negative energy tapping into whatever's left of yours. So the people you hang around is so important. Mentors are so important. And also people going through the journey like you, whether or not they actually give you clues and strategies and advice, you want to hang around people who are going in your direction or who have already been there. And number five, and this is the most important one, and it can supersede all the first four. Actually, it can be the driving force. And if you have the tenacity and the grit, you will find these previous four. And number five is emotion. It takes emotion to change. It takes emotion that can supersede any obstacle in your way when you want it badly enough. And I know that sounds so woo-hoo, so trite. Everybody says that you got to want it. You got to want it. But it's true. But what does that really mean when it comes to emotion? What I mean is, you know, the thing is, again, you got to imagine, you got to feel it. It's got to take you in a happy, determined place when you think about what that area in your life you want to change. And again, it doesn't matter how many times you try to change it in the past. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter if you don't see many people in your circle. You just really want to do it, right? You got to think about it. You got to see. You got to feel it, like what a great feeling that's going to be. What it's going to do for your children, your legacy, how it's going to round out this. You can't die without attacking. This is going to feel so good to finally crack the code, finally get this monkey off your back, finally step into your full power, be that total package. You know you can do it. It's going to feel so great, right? That positive feeling and emotion. But I'll tell you this, when it comes to emotion, what is really going to take? What is really going to take? And I just emphasize this so much, and maybe you've experienced it in the past. We don't do our best. We don't call upon our resourcefulness and grit, our talents and abilities. We don't allocate our willpower, focus, energy, and time the way we really can until our back's against the wall, until we start feeling pain, until we start feeling pressure. Think about it, right? Think about it, right? If you look at any motivational story, and I look back on my life, the amazing things I've accomplished, when I really look back, maybe I didn't understand, it's I just had to get out of pain. I could no longer stand where I was, and I dotted every I, crossed every T. I was more persistent. I was gritty. I was resourceful. I found the mentors. I found the coaches. I invested in the coaches. I invested in the seminars. I tried one effective strategy after that. I tried different systems. I wasn't going to stop until I found it. I imagined. I went through that whole process as it got stronger and stronger and stronger, right? If you have enough emotion, if you just got to get out of that pain part of that emotion, you will find a way. You will figure out the pattern, right? Everybody, if you really look at their story, whether they were poor or they felt less than or they were bullied or whatever it is, maybe they don't see it now because they're past the pain. Because I'll tell you, once you get past the pain, you dot every I, cross every T, and you finally become it, then you just step into it, and then it's just who you are, how you feel. You want to share and contribute what it took. You're proud of yourself. You want others to feel the breakthrough to the other side that you did. And then you just focus on all the positive things because it's you. But I'll tell you what made you, whether you realize it or not, that superstar stud, whatever, that cracked the code, and you look around, what? Why can't everybody do it? They can't do it because they're not tapped into the motion like you. A lot of times you look at maybe someone who's successful, and they're telling you, just do it, man. You're just weak. You're just not disciplined. You know, if you really look at that person, I don't care if it's relationships, I don't care if it's fitness or wealth, they have this story of pain. They were picked on. They were abused. They were deprived. Something got taken away from themselves or their parents. They were scared out of their mind, and that's what got them to focus on that one thing, okay? Whether it's that relationship that they're awesome at, whether it's their fitness that they're awesome at, whether it's making money. They locked on to that one thing, and they said, that's going to get me out of pain. Now, everybody chooses something different, but that successful person, they picked that one thing, and they became amazing. So they're being a little unfair. They're not really self-aware. If they think that you can, why don't you just do what I do? It's just so easy. You just got to want it. Well, there's this storm brewing inside, and I'm telling you, it's that pain that they locked onto that. And so your life may be different, but I'll tell you something. If there is pain involved, then you must do it, and you're getting older, and you're thinking, man, the pain isn't going away. I focus on the things in life that I'm great at, that I'm good at, and all those type of things, and that softens that pain in that one area. But you keep on looking back year after year. Oh my God, how do I get through this pain? I got to finally do this. Am I going to finally do this? Can I do it? Man, you may need to just step in and feel that pain fully. It's not going to last forever. That's what's going to take emotion. And when I talk to guys come to me for one-on-one coaching, they say, I want change. There's so many different levels of wanting it. You know, they could all say, I want to change. I make sure that they're ready. And I use this 1 to 10 scale, right? Like, I want it badly, like a 10. People tell me on the forms that they fill out, the questionnaires, when they want to start to get in this relationship with me, this coaching relationship with me, they'll say, I want it badly, 20 out of 10. 11 out of 10, whatever, right? But that's true in their mind, at least at this stage. But I've just had so much experience, you know, going through the journey, really focused on this area of the mind and life, and also working with so many men. There's different, 20 or out of 10 or an 11 out of 10 means different things to different people. And some, to them they are, but they're really not, right? And I can think of so many times in my life, I thought I wanted, I couldn't crack the code, and then later on, I really want it, right? But on the scale from 1 to 10, can they feel it? Can I feel it? Can I talk them about it, about what they say that they want to accomplish? Will they let themselves feel 10 out of 10 or close to it, all the positive emotions? When you talk about the obstacles or why they haven't been able to do this, will they let themselves feel a 0 or 1 pain? Can they just admit to themselves, whether or not to me, and open up to me, because that may be tough, but can they admit, I am so sick and tired of being there. I can't die this way. I can't be this example to my kids. I must change. Will they let them feel that angst and pain? Like a 0, a 1, a 2, a 3. The 10 on the top, when they feel it, can they feel that? Can they feel the pain if they don't? Or do they stick in that, 4 to 6 range? When they're feeling pain, well, I've accomplished other areas of life. Hell, we all of you, if you listen to this podcast, you've achieved some things in life. Throughout your life, you're a little bit older. I mean, even to be interested in this stuff, I already know you've achieved them. You can always focus on other areas of life and soften the pain of this one area of life. I'm doing better than most. So they don't let themselves get any lower than a 4. But at the same time, for some reason, maybe they've tried things in the past a little uncertain, they won't let themselves feel the pleasure either. So it's that 6 or 7, 4, 5, 6, 7, that range. And see, some men, at least in some areas of their life, not the ones that they really accomplish things, they might be okay with that. They call that logical and level-headed, right? But I'm telling you, we are not logical human beings. If you are someone that, takes on perception of yourself that you're logical, we're not logical as human beings. And maybe think about the things that you thought were logical or certain that you don't feel that way before. And now you look back, I was just fearful. I was just uncertain. I just didn't know how to do it. I was just confused. Emotion, emotion, emotion. But I wasn't as logical as I thought. You're not logical now either. This emotion is the key. You got to feel the pleasure. But more importantly, you got to step into that pain. It will not last forever. That's what gets all of us to dot every I, cross every T. And we can't be really good at softening that pain. Again, it's not going to last forever. Emotion, emotion, emotion. It's going to supersede the previous 4. It's the most important out of these 5 things that's going to really create change, especially when you're older, you have a busy practical life, you have references of success, you've done it in other areas, and you're frustrated as hell. Why can't you do this? Especially the other men who have done it. Why? Can I do it at this age? Is it even possible? If so, why haven't I done it? And I've done it in other areas. Well, before you start settling, before you start softening the pain or dulling the pleasure, think about those 5 things, right? And also, as I talk about these 5 things that create real change, right? Real change, be patient with yourself, because all of these 5 things, it's not like an on or off switch. It's like exercise. They build up like a muscle. You get better and better and better at them. So even though you kind of have imagination, you kind of have effective strategies, you kind of have resourcefulness, you have mentors and people around you, and you have emotion, it can all get strengthened with more and more and more focus. So be patient as they develop and get stronger. There's more inside of you. Again, all of these things aren't on or off switches. They get better and better and better and stronger and stronger and stronger and more powerful. All right. Here's the other thing that's important when you think about these things of change is you got to figure of yourself. I don't care how many things you tried or how frustrated or overwhelmed or how disappointed in yourself you haven't master this one area of your life. Look, you've got references. You've done it in the past. You know you can do it. That's part of the frustration. It's just merely of the improper allocation of your willpower, focus, energy, and time to this point. Of course you can do it. You've seen those other people do. You've done things. It's just at this time in this particular area of life, you just have not properly allocated your willpower, focus, energy, and time yet. Yet. Just remember that. I know we're older. We should have done it. We're disappointed we haven't done it early. But we've done other powerful things and amazing things because that's where we allocated our willpower, focus, energy, and time. All right, so I hope that I'm thinking a lot about change and changing myself and changing the men who I work with. If you love this stuff, if you want to talk more about your change and how I can help you through this one-on-one coaching, reach out. You can send me an email at skip@manformation.com, skip@manformation.com. You can call me at 213-973-8790, 213-973-8790, and that information will all be posted down below. Right. Also, go to 15 Manformation Steps, the 15 Manformation Steps, 15manformationsteps.com. Again, that information's down below. Click that link. Fill out that questionnaire. Play all out. Tell me about what you want. What do you want to change? All right. Fill that out. I'll reach out to you. And you'll get access into the best life lessons that I've learned so far, the 15 videos. I'll explain it in great detail. If you're loving this vibe, this energy from these Manformation podcasts, let me take you through my best life lessons, 15 Manformation steps. Over 18 days, you'll get one video every day. I make you come back every single day into the exclusive members-only website to make it a part of your life for 18 days. You got to come back every single day. It's absolutely free, instant access, lifetime access. Fill out that questionnaire, and then I'll personally issue a username and password. You'll have it forever. You'll get alerted to emails about the next step of the 15 steps, and that's absolutely free at 15manformationsteps.com. Fill out that questionnaire. I want to get to know you. You're loving this stuff. We're becoming a part of each other's lives. Right, this is our daily ritual, this Manformation podcast. All right, let's take on the day, right, till we've got more time behind us than we do in front of us. We have to produce. We have to think. We have to manage. We have to schedule. We have to organize. We have to allocate our willpower, focus, energy, and time. We got to produce for our family. We got to lead. We got to connect. We got to love. We got to hug, all with a sense of urgency because we got more time behind us than we do in front of us. All right, so have a great day.